California Governor Gray Davis may learn this week whether he faces a recall election. He may learn that next week. That's when an official tally of signatures on recall petitions is due. Davis could become the first governor in the state's history to be forced to defend his job in a special election. California voters added the recall to their constitution nearly 100 years ago, when a wave of political reform targeted a corrupt state government. From member station KQED, John Myers reports.
It's been called everything from a grassroots revolution to a right-wing conspiracy. The campaign to recall Governor Gray Davis, bolstered by rallies like this one in Sacramento in May, is writing a new chapter in California political history. But the story of the recall in California really begins with a ride on the rails.
Hold on to your tickets, we'll take them in the Watch your step, please use the handrail.
Every weekend, train lovers climb aboard an old steam locomotive at the California State Railroad Museum. The 45-minute ride along the banks of the Sacramento River feels like a trip back to the late 1800s. At that time, the Southern Pacific Railroad was the most powerful political influence in California. To some, it seemed the tracks of the railroad ran right through the front doors of the state capitol. Vito Scromo is the curator of California's State Capitol Museum.
By 1900, the railroads were so powerful in this building here that literally anything that they did not approve of would not get passed through this building, through the legislature, through the governor's office.
Historians say in the early years, most Californians believed what was good for the railroad was good for the state. But by the turn of the century, the Southern Pacific's tight grip on the legislature was not only being criticized, it was also being openly challenged.
California was so mired with this problem of one institution, one outside agency dominating this legislative process, they had to come up with unbelievable reforms.
Those reforms included the power for voters to make laws, overturn laws, and the ultimate power to recall an elected official.
It was the progressives fighting against the old guard, which was the old guard being supported very much by the railroad.
John Allswang is professor emeritus of history at Cal State Los Angeles. He says the progressive movement that originated on the East Coast first set its sights on reforming city governments in the Golden State.
Los Angeles, which was the first city to have at the city level the initiative referendum and recall, had its first recall of a city councilman in 1904.
By 1910, the progressives were campaigning for those same reforms on the statewide level. Their campaign was led by the man elected governor that year, a fiery San Francisco prosecutor named Hiram Johnson. Johnson firmly believed in the power of the people. In his inauguration speech, he said, quote, "If the people have the right, the ability, and the intelligence to elect, they have as well the right, ability, and intelligence to reject or recall." In 1911, the recall initiative and referendum were added to California's Constitution. But in the years since, only the initiative has made any real mark on statewide elections. Voters have tackled everything from property tax reform to term limits through initiatives, while the recall has remained largely dormant. Cal State LA professor John Allswang.
I guess it has been harder to persuade people that office holders should be removed than it is that laws should be enacted or laws should be removed.
31 California governors, including Ronald Reagan, have been threatened with a recall, but none of those attempts made it to the ballot. Historians say that's because, in part, the state constitution doesn't specify what actions merit a recall. But opponents of Governor Gray Davis say this time, with California's finances spiraling out of control, the reason for a recall is obvious. Dave Gilliard is director of the recall campaign Rescue California.
California has in their constitution a lemon law for politicians. If they are elected with false advertising and they don't perform as they should perform, Californians have the ability to replace them.
Not surprisingly, the Democrats say it's politics and not policy driving the recall effort. Bob Mulholland is the spokesperson for the California Democratic Party.
No one is accusing this governor of anything substantive in violation of any law, and that's going to be made clear to the voters. What the rhetoric is that this governor has a deficit. Well, 47 governors have a deficit, including Jeb Bush. Bush Jr. has a $400 billion deficit.
Historians say they are watching this recall battle with great interest as possibly the ultimate test of a political power that has remained largely untested for almost a century. For NPR News, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.